Grammar Girl here. Today we're looking at various ways to say because, including due to, since, and as. Okay, first, let's disparage all the wordy ways to express the meaning because. There are quite a few. Due to the fact that, owing to the fact that, on account of, and on the grounds that, for example. If you use because instead of those beasts, you can save up to 4 words. You should also avoid the reason is because. For example, a redundant but romantic windbag might say, "The reason I love you is because of your kindness." Why not be concise and romantic instead? Just say, "I love you because you're kind." Some might prefer the reason is that, but that is also wordy. Now let's discuss due to and because. As happens so often these days, there's a traditional way and a rebel way. The traditional view is that you should use due to only as an adjective, usually followed by the verb to be. For example, if you say, "The cancellation was due to rain," the words due to modify cancellation. That sentence is a bit formal, but it fits the traditionalist rule. If you want to be more casual, you'll say, "It was canceled because of rain." According to purists, you're not allowed to say it was canceled due to rain, because due to doesn't have anything to modify. Purists argue that due to is an adjective. It shouldn't be a compound preposition. Very few of us are thinking about adjectives and compound prepositions when we speak, so it may be difficult to know when you're using due to as an adjective. Strunk and White suggests using due to when you can replace it with attributable to, whereas Patricia O'Connor proposes substituting caused by or resulting from in her book Woe Is I. She explains that if a sentence begins with due to, as in, "Due to inclement weather, school was canceled," the sentence is probably wrong. So if you find yourself agreeing with traditionalists, or if your writing will be judged by one, don't use due to if you can substitute attributable to, caused by, or resulting from, and don't use it at the beginning of a sentence. Now let's be rebellious. Fowler's Modern English Usage points out that the objection to due to as a compound preposition is, quote, "an entirely 20th century phenomenon, but it begins to look as if this use of due to will form part of the natural language of the 21st century," end quote. The American Heritage Guide to Contemporary Usage and Style agrees, stating that, quote, "the tide has turned toward accepting due to as a full-fledged preposition," end quote. After reviewing the evidence, we say that if you're a purist, go ahead and avoid due to as a compound preposition, but understand that the majority may soon be against you. Whichever way you feel about due to, remember that our easy-to-use friend because is often standing at attention thinking, "You could use me, pick me." You don't have to ban due to completely either. This phrase can mean payable to or supposed to. For example, you could say, "I ask that you pay me what is due to me." Here, you're asking for money that someone owes you. You can also say the plane is due to arrive at noon, meaning the plane should arrive at 12. Now for since and because. Strict grammarians may not like it, but since and because can be synonyms. My dictionary confirms it. "Since I love you, let's get married" means the same thing as "because I love you, let's get married." Yes, you can use because at the beginning of a sentence. Listen to our podcast on that topic if you're interested. Fussy grammarians may be a teensy bit right in some cases, though. The word "since" often refers to how much time has passed, as in, "Since yesterday, all I've thought about is you." Sometimes a sentence with "since" can be interpreted in two ways, and that's when you should avoid using "since" to mean "because." Take this ambiguous sentence. "Since they spoke, she had second thoughts." "Since" could mean "from the time that they spoke" or "because they spoke." A similar problem arises with the word "as," which can also mean "because," so keep those little grammarians perched on your shoulder to make sure you don't write an ambiguous sentence. Granted, it's hard to know when you're being unintentionally ambiguous. Spend some time away from your writing and then look at it again with fresh eyes, or you could always rope in a friend. To sum up, English offers many ways to express "because." Some are wordy and should be avoided due to the fact that they're wordy. Did you get that? We just made a joke. Others, like "since" and "as," need to be used carefully, since you never know if you'll confuse your readers. This podcast was written by Bonnie Tranga, author of The Curious Case of the Misplaced Modifier, who blogs at sentencesleuth.blogspot.com. And I'm Mignon Fogarty, the author of The Grammar Devotional, 365 bite-sized writing tips, fun quizzes and puzzles, and efficient memory tricks, The Grammar Devotional. That's all. Thanks for listening.